Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, the Director of Issues Concerning Women Incorporated. Tonight, we are talking about real issues women are facing with a love to inspire, empower, and encourage. This forum will cover a multitude of topics. Our goal is to penetrate the thoughts and then transcribe the spirit side of the issue. I am so excited to be with you again on Blog Talk Radio and hosting Issues Concerning Women. We're on every Thursday at 11 p.m., so please tune in. If you would like to contact me, my email address is C, as in candy, INEDESIGN at AOL.com. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. Tonight we're going to talk about journaling. And the reason I want to talk about that, this is Black History Month, as we all know. But of course, our history goes on and on well beyond the month of February. We're continually making history every day, and we always want to know about what has happened in the past, and what a wonderful way to do that with the art of journaling. As the Director of Issues Concerning Women Incorporated, I have developed many divisions under one umbrella. Using my God-given gifts to create beautiful writings and poems, I also design floor arrangements, love fashion editing, magazines. I'm the editor of Design with Style, which is a fashion magazine, and so excited about its coming to fruition in 2010. I have also been engaged in public speaking engagements, love to network, and I have a passion for women's ministry. So if you're interested in having me come and speak at one of your events, please contact me from the information that I gave above, and I will repeat that. The telephone number is 757-567-6734, and the email address is CINEDESIGN at AOL.com, or go to the website Issues Concerning Women, www.comeanddoit.com. Our mission at Issues Concerning Women is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to empower all women to take charge of their lives and to become educated and savvy about all aspects of living. And I want to just add to our mission for 2010. You know, we started out in the community in Hampton Roads, and where we are currently broadcasting from in Virginia Beach, Virginia. But now we want to extend our hand. We not only want to help the women in our community, but extend our hand to bridge that gap. And we can do that with Blog Talk Radio. So we can talk to women in India and Africa and in all the continents. And God, this is just such a powerful media that I am just so excited about it. So tonight we're going to talk about journaling. So if you have your pencils and paper handy, we're going to just go over a few pointers about journaling. And if time permits, we will venture off into some other areas that are of interest to women. When I think about journaling, I think about the dedication to all the women who have supported me on my journey, who have believed in me, and who have motivated me. And when we think about journaling, we think about the past, the present, and the future. Because what does journaling do? It gives you an opportunity to write about your past, write about what's happening right now, and write about your vision and dreams for the future. Also, journaling is a way to record history. And since it is Black History Month, what a wonderful way to pay tribute to our families by researching our family trees, about finding out about our ancestors and what contributions they made to America. It's just so much that we can do with the art of writing. So journaling is so important to us. And I'm going to encourage any women that are listening tonight, if you used to journal back in the day and you haven't been doing it, I want you to go back and pull those journals out. You're going to be surprised at what you're going to find out in those journals. It's a wonderful way to express ourselves, but it's also a way of recording history. So even though this is Black History Month, we want to think about these powerful women that have written these powerful words, and we want you to pull them out. And I want you to contact me and let me know what you found in your observation of the journals that you put away. And all the time it wasn't in a book. You could have written it on sticky notes and on the back of napkins, something that inspired you and something that made you feel that, hey, you know, 5 years has passed, 10 years has passed. But guess what? Look at what I've done and accomplished in my life in those 5 years, 10 years, even 2 years, even a year. Look at what has transpired and what has happened. So journaling is a great way to do that. And you're just going to be surprised at what you're going to find out. And so I definitely want you to contact me and let me know. To journal the journey. And I always think of journaling as a journey. It is my personal goal that you enjoy every journey, but especially the journey of journaling as much as the destination. I've drawn from many years of experience in writing and consulting to make your trail easier to travel. I want this to be an interesting and safe journey. I want to take the fear out of expression today and every time you put pen to paper. So what I mean by that is when you sit down to a journal, it's going to bring up your innermost feelings, and you may not want anybody to read it. So your journal can be personal and be somewhat of a diary if you just want to keep it to yourself. My other wish is that you find that hidden desire that you have been holding on to for dear life, that you release something you buried and is hindering your well-being. I also want you to learn to forgive yourself and to forgive others, because that's what journaling will do. It will help you to overcome your fears. It will help you to face those tribulations and those peaks that you're going and those mountains that you have to climb. It will help you to tear down those walls of anxiety and depression. Journaling is a great form. And it's wonderful, and I'm just excited to just tell you about it this evening. And pique your curiosity. You know, you don't have to go out and buy a formal book. You can start on notebook paper. But I would love for you all to get a journal, just some kind of booklet that where you can keep things in, and to learn to express yourself. Once you begin this journey, your life will never be the same again. For some of you, no one will ever see a single word that you have written. For others, you will discover you enjoy this writing thing and that you're interested in writing. And I suggest that you take a creative writing class or purchase books to teach you the skills you need to develop your writing style. Because we each have our own style of writing, and there is no wrong or right way to write. It is own self-expression. That's why there's so many kinds of books, so many genres that deal with writing, and journaling is just one of those. So go out and just get you a notebook or a theme book, you know, and start doing what you know how to do, expressing yourself on paper, because this will relieve stress, which is wonderful. Have you ever thought about that? How you will be able to release all those feelings and those things that you really wanted to say. Because what does it do? It lets you be yourself. You don't have to hide from anyone. You don't have to let anyone see it. It's your own form of expression. You may never write a book, but you may have a short story, a documentary, or a poem you would like to share. Or you may hold these words and phrases close to your heart, and you know that's just fine. Just remember, express those innermost feelings Dream your dreams and write. This journaling journey is so wonderful. It helps you with things that are going on in your life. It helps you to keep a documentation of events. It's almost like having history of your own history. Let's think about that. Let's think about starting from this month, February 2010, and writing for a whole year, and just see how your life has changed from the time you start writing today until next February. That would be so exciting. And who knows, we may have some new authors out there in the midst. Writing offers various personal rewards. It enables people to express themselves as well as to entertain, inform, and influence others. A writer only needs a few tools, paper, a typewriter, pencils, and pens. To journal, you only need paper and pen. To journal lets you express your thoughts. It helps you to sort out emotions and start the healing process if you are going through something. It also lets you record happier times. It's a storehouse of information, observation, and ideas. Isn't that wonderful? You can have a place to hold all those thoughts that you have. Again, thoughts nobody knows about, your innermost feelings. You don't have to lie to yourself. You can be exactly who you are. Journaling lets you be free. You can hide from the world in our own homes, on our jobs, in our relationships. But in journaling, you don't have to pretend. You can be yourself. You are free. You can write incomplete thoughts, write for no reason. You can write phrases or expressions. You can write for hours or just a few minutes. That's the art of journaling. A couple of years ago, I pulled out a journal I had penned in 1996. To my surprise and amazement, everything I had written had come to fruition except one entry. I had not taken a trip to Paris. I had been writing about what I wanted to accomplish in 10 years. I wrote I wanted to start a business, purchase a SUV, work in women's ministry, quit my job, be a good wife, and build family relationships. Not necessarily in this order, of course. But reading this was confirmation of how blessed I am and how good God has been to me and my family. And that's what I'm talking about. If you go back and pull out all those papers that you wrote when you were in college or in high school, and just read over them. Read some of the letters that you had written to somebody else that you never mailed. Maybe you were angry at the time and you just wanted to express yourself. And now you can go back and read those letters. And this is a time, if you're holding any kind of grudge or animosity towards a person, it's time to let it go. I'm giving you permission today to forgive and forget. And I know it's hard sometimes. We go through life holding on to grudges and begrudging people, and they don't even know. They're going on with their life. We're the ones that's holding on to it. And that's what journaling will do for you. It will help you to express yourself. It will help you to release those feelings that you had, that anger towards maybe it was a sister or sibling, husband, friend, someone you hadn't spoken to in years. I'm encouraging you today. If you go back and find something that angered you or upset you, still confront it today and let it go. Forgive and forget, because we're able to do that. Just think about how much mercy God has had for us. Just think about that. So just let it go and be happy, because a lot of times our own sadness comes from us holding things in our heart. You can't begrudge someone and they don't even know that you're mad at them. You have to confront it. Face your thing head on, whatever it is, whether it's anger or frustration, aggravation, confusion. Maybe you haven't talked to a friend in years because of a misunderstanding, but this is a perfect opportunity to do that. Because it is Black History Month, let's work on our own history. I know it's wonderful to go back and read about all our ancestors, but let's work on our own history. Let's work on making ourselves the best that we can be. let's work on excellence. And that's my challenge to you this evening. Start your journaling and start working on excellence. Journaling is all about you. You are the center character. Writing in your journal has a highly personal quality because you are the writer and the reader. Nobody but you can express about you. Nobody can tell your story better than you can. Nobody knows you better than yourself. So why not start journaling? Of course, journaling can also be hard because it will bring up past things that you are holding on to. It will bring up some hurt and some issues that you may have buried deep inside. But what better way to heal if we release those things and let them go? I hope you will join me on this journey of journaling. It's wonderful and exciting. And if you would like to purchase one of our Issues Concerning Women's journals, all you have to do is give me a phone call at 757-567-6734. If you just tuned in, I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey of Issues Concerning Women. And tonight we have been talking about the art of journaling, expressing ourselves, giving ourselves permission to forgive, stop being fearful, and just going on with our vision, making those dreams come true. The art of journaling. This is a wonderful journey, and I hope that you will join me. And I ask again, if you just tuned in, if you go back and find your journals and read those things that you had written and you have forgotten all about, let me know about it because I'm excited to hear about it. And I definitely want to invite some of you on to the show, and we could have a dialogue about journaling. We hope that while journaling, you're able to reflect on who you are, where you have been, where you are going, and I hope you are able to discover the things that are important to you. My prayer is that you are just a little different person than you were when you started this journey, that you are just a little bit happier, that you can laugh a little bit more, that you are more able to handle the tough days, and that you are much more likely to share your feelings with a close friend. But most of all, I hope that this journey has inspired you to do something new and not worry about who's watching or what they might say. That's the art of journaling. So I hope you enjoyed that. So let's go on and talk about starting a business. This is a wonderful time. Again, it's Black History Month. Let's make our own history. Let's think about where we want to go, where we want to be, the things we want to do, because nothing can stop us once we let go of that fear, once we make up in our minds that we are ready to start and do something different. This is Francine Allen Humphrey, the host of Issues Concerning Women. I am on every Thursday night at 11 p.m., so please tune in to the show. I look forward to speaking with you. I look forward to receiving your emails and chatting with you in the chat room and just finding out some of the things that you have achieved through the process of journaling, through the process of writing in your journals. So I'm happy about that. But we're going to move on now to starting a business. Tonight I want to take a few moments to talk about when is a good time to start a business. Right now, of course. Before you start your business, it's a few things that you want to think about. You, first of all, you want to think about, are you ready to start your business? You want to think about, is this a good time to start a business? You want to think about, do you have financing to start your business? Are you going to be home-based or are you going to be brick-and-mortar? It's so many things to think about when you're starting your own business. Do you have that entrepreneur spirit? Are you willing to work 60, 70, 80, 90 hours a week? Because that's what it takes to run your own business. Are you willing to step out on faith when nobody believes in your vision but you? Do you feel good about it? Think about that for a second. Is it burdening you, or are you on fire? Are you ready to get started? Are you gung-ho about it? And maybe you might not want to start full-time, but you want to start a part-time business. So think about that. And if you answer yes to any of these questions, then odds are that you are ready to start your own business. If you answer no, then you need to go back and do some more research. Let's think about the following statements. I'm going to give you some statements and to see if you are designed to start a business. Are you the kind of person that you can be true to yourself? Is your personality similar to those that have already been successful entrepreneurs? Okay, so let's write these down. I'm good at problem solving. I'm enthusiastic when I'm working. I enjoy a challenge and don't mind working hard to meet it. I can be very flexible when taking on a challenging project. I know how to do a job well and get it done quickly. I set goals for the future and work diligently to achieve them. I can express an idea in a unique way. I feel that results are not strictly left to chance. I have some control over them. I can make and stick to gut-level decisions. I can make firm decisions without regret. Now, of course, hopefully you were able to say yes to many of these. You should now have a better idea of what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. If you fall into a category that closely matches those of other proven entrepreneurs, starting and succeeding at their own businesses, it will be easier for you. That's not to say everything will fall into your lap or everything will fall into place. Of course, you want instant success, but you know it won't happen. And I wish I could say that starting a business is easy, but I can't do that. So whether you're a natural entrepreneur or not, running your own business involves a lot of very hard work and common sense, as well as learning all you can about running and managing a business. You know, people are always going to be able to find reasons not to do something. So today, why don't you find a reason to get started? People will say that you will fail within the first couple of years of being in business. Why do they say that? It's almost like they don't want you to succeed. But that's not it, because most people fail because of inadequate funding, they have poor management skills, and they have no marketing techniques or strategies. So, you know, even when it bothers us that the odds are against us, we still can do this in a healthy and productive way. We can become business owners that make income, that help support our family, and give us the quality of life that we've been looking for. It's all about running your own business, weighing the pros and cons, and trying to decide if this is for you. I spoke a little earlier about starting a part-time business, so let's talk about that for a few moments. Let's say you're still working on your job, and you have this wonderful idea for a business. Is it something that you can do from home? Can you work nights? Is it something that you can do on the weekend? So let's do our research if we want to start a business. Find out what is available to us in the area that we're interested in. Of course, there are advantages and disadvantages to start a business, but let's talk about the advantages. You're there for your family when they need you, especially if you have smaller children. That is one of the number one reasons why women start their own businesses. They don't want to miss out on their children's first word, or when they begin to crawl, or when they begin to walk. They want to be there for them. And when we're out working in corporate America, which is wonderful, and I'm not putting it down, but you miss so much when you're not able to be home with your children and to spend time with your family. Another advantage is you're not accountable to anyone but yourself for your time and running your business. Isn't that wonderful? Think about how you can set your priorities. If you're a night person, you can work your business at night. If it's something that you can do on the computer, and then you can have all day to spend with your children and family, providing that home for them. Your closing costs are reduced if you are a stay-at-home business. You only need a few outfits if you have to go out and meet clients face-to-face. The rest of the time, you can wear whatever you're comfortable in. Some people, even though they have a home-based business, they don't want to be in their pajamas and fuzzy slippers all day. Some people do. Everybody has their own thing and the reason why they do it. Another advantage is you determine your own income. Nobody can tell you how much you can make. You decide if you want to make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $100,000 a year. Your work schedule and priorities help you determine how much you make. If you're in a bad mood, you don't have to talk to anyone until your mood improves. You only have to show your good side to your clients, and that's definitely an advantage because being in business, if you're in the office and you're having a bad day, somebody may pick up on that. You decide what you do each day rather than depending on a boss to decide for you. You are the master of your own fate. You also get certain tax advantages because you use part of your home for your business. Isn't this wonderful? These are wonderful advantages to being in your own business. And last but not least, it can be fun. It can be so exciting running your own business. And quickly, we're going to talk about a few of the disadvantages before we close the show. You have to generate every dollar you earn by locating and selling to clients who need your services. Many times it can be a long time between the checks you receive in the mail for your services. None of your benefits, such as insurance, health, life, disability, and pensions, are paid for. You have to arrange to pay for these all yourself, so that's a great disadvantage. Although there are some tax advantages to a home-based business, there are also tax disadvantages, and we'll discuss that probably in a later program. Your office is so close that you have unfinished business and deadlines that you don't meet because your family time interferes. So now you have to learn how to juggle that time. When your office equipment fails, you're the one who has to fix all the problems. Your time is your money. So you don't earn a penny unless you're physically doing work and you do most of the work yourself. You no longer have paid vacation, sick leave, or the such. But now that we've went over some of the disadvantages and you know the pros and cons of running your own business, you know your strengths and weaknesses as an entrepreneur, you need next to evaluate yourself and your skills. I hope this has been helpful to you tonight and that it piques your curiosity about starting your own business. So if you would like more information, you can give me a phone call at 757-567-6734. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. You can also email me at cinedesign@aol.com. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. And in closing, I just want to say that I hope that all your wishes and dreams come true and that you are able to overcome any issue that is bothering you. Remember, Issues Concerning Women is here to help you, not just in our community, but we extend our hands across the bridge globally to help those women in need. So tune in next week. We're looking forward to seeing you then. And we're so excited to be on Blog Talk Radio. So tell your friends about it. And tune in to our show next at 11 p.m. on Thursday night. We are looking forward to hearing from you. And we hope you have a wonderful evening. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women.